Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NBA Finals is on the cusp of being over, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. OKC has a chance to wrap this thing up. And we want to spend some time with our dude, Sam Mitchell. Of course, the finals continues tonight. It is in Indy. And by the way, Indianapolis is, Pacers are a 6.5-point underdog at home. Sam, you look at this series, and it's been crazy. And appreciate you, brother, for joining us as always. But the question is Halliburton, right? I mean, if he's not 100%, there's no way that Indiana not only is going to come back tonight, but this series is over if he can't play like he did either early on in this series or certainly as he did against the Knicks.
Well, guys, you would think that. But think about this. Before Halliburton had that four-point game the other night, he was on the average 17.5 points a game. So it's not like he's been Shea or Jay Will. It's not like he's, you know, setting the world on fire. You can make an argument that in certain times, T.J. McConnell and the team has played better when Halliburton's been on the bench. Again, he's been hampered with that sore calf. All right, but you would think, you got to factor these things in. Guys don't play as well on the road as they do at home. Role players don't. So some of them, that shot making that OKC has been doing may not be there in game six on the road. Shea them, the star players can take over. Jay Will hasn't been as good on the road. You would think Rick Carlisle and his role players would play a lot better. So when you factor those things in, I would still give the advantage to OKC. I still think Indiana can win this game six at home. But I think after that, they wouldn't have a chance. I think Vegas would get, it would be an 11-12-point game, and I just think Indiana cannot win a game seven in OKC. But I think there's a chance.
Okay.
Maybe not, but there's a chance they can win game six.
Sam, you're a player and you were a coach. What should a fan or what should you expect from a guy when you know he's not 100%? Obviously, the calf was affecting everything because he was just horrible the other night. But in the NFL, they say if you're on the field, you're still expected to be able to do something. Is it the same for the NBA?
Same thing, NBA guys. But look, for all these people that are talking about Halliburton should have went to Rick Carlisle and said he couldn't play, stop. He had to go play. He had to play. He couldn't do that. That's a coach's decision, guys. You don't, first of all, you never put a player in that position. You never put that on the player. The coach makes that call. The coach got to use his instincts, his eyes, and what he's seeing, and information that how the player's playing. And I use the word protect. When I got a player on the floor and he can't guard his position and he can't do the things that he normally does, that means he can't protect himself. That's when I make the call. And I felt like, look, the player going to always lie to you. He better. He better always lie. The player can never go in there and say, coach, I can't go, man. My calf too sore. No, I was in the building, guys, in Toronto when Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles. I saw it. I knew it was going to happen because that little slight pressure of putting on him to play. So, again, that's a coach's call. But Guys, Halliburton could not take himself out of that game. Y'all know this. Y'all cover football. Mm-hmm. What if a football player did that? Guys, Ben Roethlisberger had his appendix taken out on Monday and played on Sunday.
Yes.
So people don't understand, yeah. Man. These guys wouldn't be in the NBA. We wouldn't be pros if we didn't mentally learn how to suffer through pain and play.
Sam, what's up with KD, man? Speaking of Kevin Durant, I mean, these trade rumors, just look at you. He's forcing his way out of Phoenix again. I mean, another stop. Where is he going? What? And by the way, people keep asking me, Dukes, is he the right? Is Atlanta the right place? The answer for me is no. Is there a right place for Kevin Durant at this point?
There's a right place, guys, but it's got to be the right place. And what I mean by that, do you have the infrastructure to support him? Do you have a good defense? Do you have a rim protector? Do you have a good rebounder? Because if you're expecting Kevin Durant at his age and these injuries to go get 50-50 balls, to dive on the floor, to take charges, to go get your 12 and 14 rebounds, to play power forward against young boys like Isaiah Stewart and stuff, that's going to go at you because they know old people don't want to get hit. Right? That we just don't. Tom Brady said it best. As he got older, he didn't want to get hit. So, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, so it's up to you guys to protect me. So if you put him on the right team with the right pieces, yeah, but also this is what would be my concern as a coach. Unless you are an established coach, man, things ain't went well for the coach, last two coaches that have coached Kevin Durant. So all these things got to fall in place. But, guys, I would be wary of a 37-year-old with all these injuries that's stuck in his ways and is going to command – then I got to turn around and give him 2 years at $122 million. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, I can't coach him. If he don't want to do something, right. If he don't want to conform, there's nothing I can do. And we've shown that these owners are going to always go with the superstars.
Right.
So if I'm a coach and I'm not established like Eric Spoelstra, he can go to Miami. To me, the best place and the only place that fits for me is Miami. If I'm the coach in San Antonio, a young coach, yeah, you would get excited about having Kevin Durant with Victor and all these things. But also, they're going to look there and be like, you know what, we only got a short window with Kevin Durant. We just gave him a 2-year extension for $122 million. Maybe we need an experienced coach.
Right. Great point, Sam. Sam, you up for the job? Sam Mitchell's with us, guys, here on the waitforit.com hotline, former player and coach. Speaking of legacy, obviously Durant played with Westbrook and played with Harden. My partner here, not a big fan of Harden. LeBron on a podcast says, you know, he doesn't understand why the ring is always the thing. So
stop. Y'all need to stop.
That's what I said. But where do you fall on that? Because if you're one of those elites, the ring kind of puts you in the elite elite company.
Hey, man, I love LeBron. But he look what he did to get a ring. Look what he did to make sure he avoided that, not be the greatest player without a ring. Mm-hmm. He left Cleveland and joined a super team.
Yep.
And when he got there in his interview, what did he say? Not one, not two, not three. And I can go on and on and on, right? Out in Miami, what else did he do? He went back to he's been so many places.
You're right.
Confused.
Back to Cleveland.
He went to Cleveland.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Won a ring there. And then when he saw they couldn't win no more, wasn't going to commit the money, then he goes to L.A. And think about this. What do we hear after every season in L.A.? We don't know if LeBron coming back. You know, when you got to always be chasing the ring, right? Has one time LeBron James taken a pay cut?
No.
The only time he did, guys, listen, yes, he did.
Miami.
The only time he did. There you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Miami.
So, guys, why are we talking? LeBron know better, man. Look. LeBron is great at deflecting because what LeBron doesn't realize, he done getting rings. He just playing for legacy, stats, and money. He done getting rings. Them days are gone.
Mm.
And the fact that the thing that I give him credit for is he still got us fooled thinking he's chasing a ring, and we're still talking about it. But, man, LeBron knew after that last ring in L.A., chances are it's legacy, it's stats, and it's money. LeBron, look at then, better yet, what has he done? Has he went in there and said, guys, go do whatever you got to do and just pay me what's left or give me minimum? He's a billionaire. Has he ever done that?
No.
Okay.
No. But I got a question.
What are we talking about?
But I got a question for you now. Because you're saying this,
And then what you're telling me is, what I've been saying is, Luka can't carry them to a chip either. Is that what you're telling me?
No, not by himself.
Okay.
Not without a complete team. Guys, let me tell you what we've seen. Look at OKC. You could take Luka and put him on that team, and you could probably have similar success. Because think about what OKC does in defensive moments. They take Shea off the floor. All right?
They
now,
do.
If Luka gets his butt in shape, which I think he is, what it seemed like, because right. He's conscious. He got some pride and respect for himself, right? He's getting dogged out, and he deserved it. So I expect Luka to be better. So now what I would do now if I'm the Lakers, I would build a team kind of like OKC, young players, athletic, that can defend, that can play both ways, that can run, defend, get up and down the floor, all right? I would start building a team like that around Luka. Now you got something. All right, but this trying to put another star with LeBron and Luka. LeBron don't do the tough thing, guys. The same thing I said, Durant don't do anymore. Do, and as we found, when you get into the playoffs, especially deep into the playoffs, everybody's got to do the dirty things. Look at Indiana. Everybody, OKC, everybody's getting grimy, or you're not gonna win. And those guys can't get grimy no more. Why? They old and they don't want to get hit.
Great point.
Sam Rich is with us. By the way, we were trying to figure out where we stand, Sam, in the Eastern Conference, where the Hawks are. I don't know how ownership's going to approach this offseason, maybe moving our picks, trying to get a star along with Trey. I mean, I asked you last time, I ask again. I mean, what does this Hawks team need?
Dude, that's not going to come in, and you got to placate too, and he don't do this and he don't do that. Keep building like you're doing. Okay, see, now if you can find a guy like Shea, or something like that to add, you know, or Caruso, young, talented, with upside. I've been getting the kids Dyson Daniels. Great job in a trade. Mm. Keep looking for those type of guys. Keep going into the draft. Keep all your efforts in development and coaching. That's how you build a championship team in today's NBA. Guys, the days of the get three superstars are over.
Done.
How did that work in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
How did that work in Phoenix? It don't work no more because they old. And now these young guys are not him. They're not at all. Look at Anthony Edwards. Look at Ron and KD when he played against them.
He went at him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, he went at
it. Because, Stuart, yeah, they can score, but they don't guard nobody no more. So once you get over the fear of that's LeBron and that's KD, man,
Sam, we appreciate you, brother, as always. Sam Mitchell, by the way, NBA Coach of the Year as well. Former player. He does a great show on SiriusXM. We got to run, man. Thank you so much, Sam, for joining us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.